I want to welcome all of the gospel friends here this morning.
愿意欢迎弟兄姊妹，欢迎福音朋友。
Now, whether you're here for the first time or maybe this has been many times, it's always a great joy to be able to spend this time with you.
无论第一次或者你已经来过，我都十分欢迎你。
Now, this morning, I'd like to share a very simple message with you.
早晨，愿意同大家有一个简单嘅信息。
I want to introduce you to the person of Jesus Christ.
就是愿意将耶稣基督这个人介绍给大家。
Now, you may have heard the name of Jesus throughout various points in your life.
在你人生的阶段里面，或者你曾经听过耶稣基督这个名字。
But my hope is that this morning you would see and experience him for yourself.
但早晨我愿意你能够看见，并且能够经历他。
My hope is that you would encounter him today.
愿意你能够碰见他。
Let's all turn to a Bible passage.
请打开圣经。
It's found in John chapter 4.
在约翰福音的第四章。
The book of John is about three-quarters of the way into the Bible.
约翰福音是四分之三卷那里。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Now this passage, it describes a conversation between Jesus and a Samaritan woman.
这里提到主耶稣和一个撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。
Now Jesus had been walking all morning with his disciples from one location to another.
主耶稣行走了整个早上和他的门徒从一个地点要去另一个地方去。
We'll pick it up in verse 5.
从第五节开始。
So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
第五节开始。 于是耶稣，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午静，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：请你给我水喝。那时门徒遵城买食物去了。撒玛利亚妇人对他说：你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？ 原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：你若早知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。We
see in verses 5 and 6 that Jesus came to a city called Sychar.
第六节，我们见到耶稣来到一个城市叫叙加。And
he was weary from his journey, so he decides to sit and rest at a well.
他在那里走路困乏，所以他在井旁休息。Now
the Bible here says it was the sixth hour, so that's around noontime.
这里圣经说到是午静。And
so it must have been very hot and made traveling and walking exhausting.
在这个中午的行路是十分疲倦的。And
now along comes a Samaritan woman to this well, and Jesus asks her, Give me a drink.
有一个撒玛利亚妇人也都来到井旁打水。 耶稣就跟他说：请你将水给我喝。Now
notice the reaction of the woman.
我们请留心这个妇人的反应。Verse
9.
第九节。
Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
撒玛利亚妇人对他说：你既然是犹太人，为什么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
We see that this woman's reaction is one of surprise at Jesus' request.
妇人呢，佢见到耶稣咁嚟要求嘅时候，里边就觉得奇怪啦。
Now why is that？
点解咁呢？
Because she knew that it was looked down upon for a Jew to interact with a Samaritan in this way.
因为咧犹太人咧系十分嘅睇低撒玛利亚人嘅。
There were many religious struggles between the Jews and the Samaritans over many years.
喺呢个犹太人同埋撒玛利亚人中间有好多宗教上边嘅拗撬，系经历好多年噶啦。
And they each had opposing viewpoints toward each other.
佢哋个观点咧都系十分尖锐嘅，大家各不相让。
But knowing this, Jesus still asked her for a drink.
虽然系咁样样，耶稣向呢个撒玛利亚妇人要水饮。
So what can we learn about Jesus from these few verses?
我哋从呢几节我哋能够向主学一啲咩功课咧
？I believe we learn at least two things.
我相信我哋学习最少两样嘅事物。
Now the first thing that we see and learn is that Jesus was the one who reached out to the woman first.
首先向呢位妇人要伸出手嚟嘅。
It wasn't the woman who reached out to Jesus, but rather Jesus was the one who reached out to her.
唔系呢个妇人嚟到寻求神，乃系主耶稣嚟到寻找呢个妇人。
Had it been up to the woman, she probably would have gone about her business, took her pail, lowered it into the well, and then got her water and left.
可能呢个妇人呢就将呢、这个桶抌落个水井里边，攞起水就走啦。
But Jesus, even though he knew that it was looked down upon for him to have a conversation with this woman, still did so.
虽然耶稣觉得如果有人见到佢同个撒玛利亚妇人嚟到讲话，就可有人会鄙视佢，但主还系咁样样嚟到作。
Now, in much the same way, Jesus, he is the one who reaches out to those who believe first.
主耶稣亦都系向嗰信嘅人嚟开始嘅。
It wasn't necessarily that we were seeking him out, but he sought us out and told us of his wonderful love.
对于我哋信嘅人嚟讲，都系唔系我先嚟到寻找佢嘅，但佢嚟到寻找我哋，将佢嘅爱向我哋嚟开启。
And today Jesus, he is reaching out to you.
今日主耶稣向你嚟到张开佢嘅手。
He wants you to know how much he loves you and how much he has done for you.
他与你知道他何等的爱你，并且他所为你已经做了很多。
So this is the order in which God works.
这个乃是神作工的次序。
He is always the one that reaches to us first.
他乃是上上第一个向我们伸开他的手。
Now the second thing we learn.
第二点我们学习到的。
Jesus accepts us just the way we are.
主是按我们本相来接受我们的。
There are no prerequisites that we have to meet in order for us to be acceptable to him.
没一些的条件我们必须要达到，以至于我们能够到主的面前的。
You know, oftentimes we base our importance on how successful we are.
有阵时我们会觉得我们是有什么东西成功，以至于我们叫人觉得我们很重要的。
How much good that we've done in our life.
或者我在我的生命里面做了什么好事。
But to Jesus, this doesn't matter.
但对主耶稣来讲，这些没相关的。
It doesn't matter what we've done in our past.
无论我以前做什么。
Let's take a look at another Bible passage.
请看另外一节的圣经。
Shown here on the screen to my left.
就在这个荧光幕上面。
This Bible passage in Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
在这个罗马书第五章第八节。
It says, But God demonstrates his own love toward us.In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在这里向我们去显明了。
While we were in the midst of our very own sin, he gave up his life for us.
当我们还作罪人的时候，他就将他的生命为我们来舍去。
Now, the Bible verse doesn't say, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were living a good moral life, he died for us.
圣经上边冇讲到话唯有基督喺我哋还系做好人嘅时候，做好事嘅时候，佢为我哋嚟到死。
But rather, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
而系唯有当我哋还作罪人嘅时候，佢就为我哋死。
He loves us just the way we are.
佢按着我哋本相嚟爱我哋。
And he demonstrated this love by dying on the cross for us.
在十字架上边嚟到为我哋死，就显明咗佢向我哋嘅爱。
This is the love of our Lord Jesus.
呢个就系我哋嘅主耶稣基督向我哋嘅爱。
Now let's continue on in our passage in John chapter 4.
请继续在这个约翰福音第四章来看这些经文。
So what was the woman's response to Jesus's, what was Jesus's response to the woman's reaction?
主耶稣向这个妇人有什么反应呢？
Verse 10,
第十节。
Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若早知道神的恩赐和对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Now this is a very interesting response that he gives to the woman.
这个向主耶稣的回答十分的得意。
And in this verse, he refers to two things that are most important for her to know.
在这段经文里面有两点对她来说觉得是十分重要的。
And if she knows these two things, then she would ask him for the living water.
这个妇人如果知道这两点的话，她必一早就会向主来求这个活水。
So what are these two things?
这两点是什么东西呢？
First, as it says in the beginning of the verse,We must know the gift of God.
第一点就是你要知道神的恩赐。
What is the gift of God?
什么是神的恩赐礼物呢？
It is salvation through God's Son, Jesus Christ.
那是神藉着神的儿子耶稣基督而来的救恩。
Let's take another look at a Bible passage here on our screen.
请看上边另外一节经文。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，那是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Salvation It does not depend on
根据你的礼恩赐，那藉住耶稣基督所以来的救恩。话但唔系我向你讲话
，But Jesus is the one
嘅儿子。
We learn here that Jesus，
主耶稣嗱身份就系大卫西奇
，Because my last name is 西奇。
因为我嗰、那个姓咧就姓西奇嘅。
And I'm a 西奇 because my father was a 西奇。
我系西奇，因为我爸爸又系姓西奇嘅。
So this is my identity.
这个是我的身份。
But Jesus, He is the Son of the Living God.
但耶稣基督，他是永生神的儿子。
That is His identity.
这个是他的身份。
This is most important for us to know.
这个是我们必须要认识的。
Now let's take a look at another Bible verse.
另外看另外一节圣经。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书一章三节。
Now it says, And He, which is Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature and upholds all things by the word of his power.
他是神荣耀所化的光辉，是神本体的新真像，常用他权能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Do we see how great Jesus is?
我们看见主耶稣的伟大吗？
As the Son of God,He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His nature.
作为神的儿子，他是神荣耀所化光辉，是神本体的真像。
And by His word, He upholds everything.
藉住他的说话，他用他的权能来托住万有。
This is who Jesus is.
这个就是耶稣的身份。
If you really knew who it is who speaks to you this morning,
如果你知道今天早上向你说话的是谁。
That Jesus is all of these things we just mentioned.
主耶稣就是这些我所提及过的。
Then you would ask him, he would give you living water.
如果你求他，他又必将活水来赐过给你。
Now let's return to our passage in our Bibles, John chapter 4.
请翻翻嚟另外约翰福音嘅第四章。
We can see from the woman's words in verse 11 that she does not yet fully understand what Jesus is saying to her.
我们从这个妇人的回应那里知道她不晓得这个耶稣是哪位。
She says, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?
妇人来说，先生没打水的器具，我井又深，你哪里来得到活水呢？
And we find Jesus' response in verses 13 and 14.
在这个13节、14节就是耶稣的回应了。
Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.
凡喝这水的还要再喝，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不喝，我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Now we just sang that song, Never Thirst Again.
刚才我们唱过首诗歌，永远不喝。
And our brother did a wonderful job leading that hymn for us.
弟兄就为我们领了一首诗歌。
But that song is exactly what this verse is saying.
这首诗歌就是讲到这节的圣经。
And Jesus is revealing more and more of who he is to this woman.
主耶稣就将他自己一步一步地向这位妇人来启示出来。
He is the one who can supply the living water.
他能够供应活水。
And he points out the difference between the water at the well and the living water.
他就指明了活水和井水有什么分别。
Now, what do these two waters represent?
这两种的水究竟代表什么呢？
The water at the well represents those things that do not completely satisfy.
井水是代表不能够永远满足我们的嘢。
They represent the things of this world.
是代表世上的物件。
Now, the things of this world, they may provide instant satisfaction.
这个世上的物件呢，或者可以给我们一刻的满足。
When we drink the water from the well, it quenches our thirst.
当我们喝井水的时候呢，可以解渴。
And there is an immediate gratification to us.
对于我们来讲，有立刻的功用。
But it cannot provide eternal satisfaction.
但它却不能够给我们永远的满足。
Still, most of us, knowing this, still pursue the things of this world.
我们虽然晓得，但我们却来个追求世上这些物质。
Now, during my free time, I would often turn on the TV to watch different TV programs.
我有空余的时间，多数都会打开电视来看一下节目的。
There's a TV program that I really enjoy watching. It's called Flip This House.
我所看过这个电视片集呢，就叫做清洁这间屋。
I'm curious, have you guys heard of this program before at all?
反转这间屋，不知道大家有没有看过呢？
I see a lot of heads going no.
很多人都没看。
Sometimes they will run this TV program for 16 straight hours on a weekend.
有时呢，他连续16个钟头在这个周末来放的。
Now, of course, I don't tell you this because I've actually watched 16 straight hours of this program.
我不是告诉你，我连续16个钟头来看这个电视节目。
But it's quite a popular program.
但呢，十分欢迎的吧。
Basically, the show is about real estate investors who look for these really worn down properties and to fix them up.
原来呢，就是讲到有些的地产投资人经纪，他呢就去买一些破烂屋，然之后呢将它修补好。
So, some have holes in the walls and floors.
这些屋呢有一地在墙都有窿的。
They have big cracks in the foundation.
在这个地基都有裂痕的。
They have broken sinks and toilets.
这些洗手盆厕所都有穿窿的。
Now, the average buyer like me,would take a look at this and just run away.
普通的买家像我们普通人呢，看见就走了。
But these investors, they see it as a potential money maker.
但这些地产投资人呢，觉得这些是很好的投资。
So they buy these properties at a bargain price and then they spend money to fix it.
他们就用十分的低价买了这些烂屋，然后整好它。
And by the end of the TV program, they turn this really ugly looking home into this beautiful modern looking home.
就在这个节目完的时候，他们就将一间烂屋整成一间十分漂亮的屋。
And at the end of the show, they highlight the financial gain to the investor.
然后在后面呢，他就将赚了多少钱就将打出来了。
Now these investors, sometimes they make a $50,000 or $100,000 profit in just several weeks.
这些投资人呢，可能在几个礼拜之内呢，赚到50,000 or 100,000。
I've seen some of these investors make $500,000 profit in just 2 or 3 months.
我就睇见有啲人咧两三个月之内咧赚到呢个50万喎。
But this is why the TV program is so popular.
啊，呢个就系点解呢个嘅节目咁啊行啦。
Many people they look at these investors and they want that same instant satisfaction for themselves.
啊，好多人睇见呢个节目咧，佢哋都想有立刻得到咁样样嘅满足。
Is this not true for many of us?
啊，对于我哋嚟讲系咪咁样样咧？
We don't like waiting and being patient for things to come our way.
我哋唔会好忍耐嘅，等嗰啲嘢自己行埋嚟。
We're impatient people.
我哋系冇耐性嘅人。
We want everything here and now.
我想立刻即刻就得到啦。
This is called instant gratification.
啊，呢个叫立时嘅满足。
But Jesus, he's pointing out in these verses that these short-term things that we set our hearts on.Don't completely satisfy.
啊，但主向我哋嚟启示啊，呢啲短暂嘅事物唔能够啊叫我哋得到永远嘅满足。
Let me give you another analogy.
啊，另外一个比喻。
When we buy a new car, we're happy.
啊，当我买一辆新车嘅时候，我哋当然好开心。
We love that new car and we can't wait to drive it around every day.
啊，我哋爱十分喜爱嗰辆车，我哋日日都离开。
But after a little bit of time, this car it starts to feel a little older.
但系冇几耐咧，呢架车入边前七啦。
It doesn't have enough power.
啊，冇乜力。
It's not as elegant as our friends Lexus or Mercedes Benz.
啊，同我个朋友嗰个 Benz 啊，或者个 Lexus 比较咧，又差咗一橛啦。
So we want to upgrade. We want to upgrade to a better car.
啊，然之后我哋就想将呢架车升级，升级。
So let's say we buy a Lexus.
啊，然之后我哋就买一架呢个凌志啦。啊。
It has all these great new features.
啊，呢啲凌志咧有好新嘅款式。
But then, all of a sudden, there's a new model Lexus that comes out.
然之后凌志又出新款嘛。
It has all the great features my car has, but it has a heated cup warmer to keep my coffee hot in the morning.
啊，佢虽然有晒我架车嘅功能，但系原来佢有一个保暖咖啡杯喺里边嘛。
Oh, I have to have that.
啊，我要得到呢个功能。
Is this not true?
啊，对吗？
When we have our sight set on the things of this world,
啊，当我有眼目注目喺世上嘅事物嘅时候咧
，we are never completely satisfied.
我哋唔会得到永远嘅满足嘅。
We want a better car. We want a bigger house.
我哋要得到架大啲嘅屋，一架好啲嘅车。
And the hunger and the thirst for more just never goes away.
啊，里边啊，对得到多啲嘅嗰个饥渴，从来都唔会消失嘅。
We'll never find true satisfaction.By putting our hope in the things of this world.
啊，当我哋将我哋盼望摆喺呢个世界上边嘅物质事物上边嘅时候咧，我哋永远唔会得到永远嘅真正嘅满足。
But Jesus, He offers the living water.
啊，但系主却向我哋提供咗呢个活水。
Now it says in this verse that the living water is water that leads to eternal life.
啊，呢个活水咧，嗱，将我引到永生嘅。
Now what is eternal life?
咩系永生咧
？It is life beyond this life here on earth.
这个生命是超越过地上的生命的。
It is life together with God forever.
这个生命叫我永远与主在一起的。
And when we accept Jesus into our hearts, we have this new life inside of us.
当我们接受耶稣进入我们心里面的时候，这个新的生命呢就与我们在一起了。
Do we understand?
我们明白吗？
When we accept Jesus into our hearts,We have the very life of God inside of us.
啊，当我哋接受耶稣进入我哋新嘅心嘅里边嘅时候咧，我哋就得着呢个新嘅生命喺我哋嘅里边。
Once we have tasted the living water, we will no longer be thirsty for anything else.
啊，当我哋尝过这个活水嘅时候，我哋就唔会对世上边嘅事物再有咩嘅饥渴。
It not only provides instant satisfaction.But it provides eternal satisfaction.
啊，这个活水不单止叫我们得着即刻的解渴满足，并且叫我们得到永远的满足。
There is no longer any need to go back to the well to draw water.
啊，亦都冇再有一个需要我们翻井里边再一次嚟打这个井水。
This is the living water.
这个就是活水。
Now at this point, we see in our passage in John 4 in verse 15.
现在我们从这个四章十五节约翰福音那里呢
A Samaritan woman has come to the point where she wants the living water for herself.
这个妇人向主来要求活水。
She says, Sir, give me this water So I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.
先生，请把这活水赐给我，叫我不渴也不用再来这里打这么远打水。
She desires this water, but she does not yet quite fully understand.
她想要这个水，但她未是完全明白。
She can only see in part what Jesus is talking about here.
她只能够部分明白主所讲的话。
She literally thinks that it will quench her physical thirst so that she won't have to drink water from the well anymore.
她只是想得到这个活水，叫她不用再次来打这个井水。
So Jesus, he takes a step further with her.
所以主耶稣就再带她行多一步。
He reveals to her her true need for the living water.
她就向她们启示这个活水真正是什么东
西。Let's look at verses 16 through 18.
请16节到18节我们看一看。
Verse 16 says, He said to her, Go call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You have correctly said I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly.
耶稣说你去叫你的丈夫都到这里来。妇人说我没有丈夫。耶稣说你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫。你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。
Now this woman, she has had five husbands, and the one who she's living with now is not even her husband.
这个妇人曾经有过五个丈夫，但现在跟她同居那个呢，不是她的丈夫来的。
Jesus, he knows the situation of our lives.
主耶稣认识到我们的生活里面，生命里面的事情。
He knows even without us telling him.
我们不说他知道都知道的。
He is pointing that out that this woman is a sinner.
他来到指出这个妇人原来那是一位罪人。
Now sin, that is the reason why we need the living water.
原来罪呢就是那个原因为什么我们需要活水。
You know, growing up, I used to think of myself as a pretty good boy.
我来到长大的过程当中呢我常常觉得我一个好的孩子。
My teachers, they would call me a joy to have in their class.
咁我先生呢评语就话呢、这个人呢学生喺班里边呢实在系我哋嘅喜乐。
I studied hard in school.
我喺学校里边努力读书。
I got okay grades.
咁我啲成绩都系唔错㗎。
My friends were pretty good people.
我啲朋友呢都系好人嚟嘅。
So I generally just stayed out of trouble.
所以呢我亦都冇喺学校里边惹啲咩嘅麻烦。
But now that I look back, I realize I wasn't such a good boy after all.
但现在当我回头再来看的时候，觉得自己都不是一个什么好人。
There was one thing that I did quite a bit.
我做了一些事。
Stealing.
偷东
西。I stole many things as a child.
在做小孩的时候，我偷很多东西。
One summer, my family and I traveled to Japan when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
我八九岁的时候，我家人带我去日本游浮。
And we would go into these little shops because my parents would want to buy different things.
咁我哋呢去呢啲小商店嗰度，因为爸爸妈妈想买一啲嘅嘢。
So of course, each time my parents went in, we would accompany them and we would look for what we wanted.
当然每一次爸爸妈妈去买嘅时候呢，我又入去又买啦，我睇下我哋中意啲咩嘢。
That's me and my brother.
我同埋我嘅哥哥。
So naturally, our parents, they wouldn't buy us everything we wanted because they're good parents.
当然呢好嘅家长呢唔会买我哋所要求咩嘢佢都买俾我哋。
So we acquired them the only way we knew how.
咁我哋用我哋嘅方法得着嗰啲嘢。
So we stole.
我哋就偷啦。
We stole a lot.
我哋唔单止偷一次偷好多次。
I can't recall everything, but I remember stealing candy, pencils, erasers,
咁我唔记得偷过啲咩嘢，但我记得我偷过啲糖铅笔擦胶啊。
And the more I stole, the more confident I became.
我越偷得多呢，我里边越大有信心啊。
So I continued to steal.
咁我继续去偷。
Now this is sin.
呢个系罪嚟嘅。
Every day we constantly sin against God.
每一日我哋都向神嚟犯罪。
Now stealing, it is a very black and white sin.
呢个偷嘢咧系好黑白分明嘅罪嚟嘅。
But let's say perhaps you don't steal.
或者你唔偷啦。
But the Bible says that even having a lustful thought.
但圣经话俾我哋听，如果我里边起咗一个淫念啊。
Lying.
讲大话。
and even envying others for their position or what they have,
或妒忌人家所有的他的位置,
that is sin.
这些都是罪来的。
And we sin because we are by nature sinners.
我们为什么犯罪呢?因为我们的本质就是罪人。
Our natural inclination is to sin.
我们的天然的倾向就是要犯罪的。
We cannot help but to sin.
我们没有办法禁止我们不去犯罪。
And this is the human nature inside of us.
这个是人里面的天性。
Now, what are the consequences of those sins?
啊，罪嘅结果系咩嘢咧？
Let's look at another verse here.
啊，请睇另外一节嘅圣经。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
啊，罗马书六章二十三节。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪嘅工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪嘅工价乃是死。
This death, it does not refer to the physical death.
这个死不是指肉身的死。
Whether we believe in Jesus or not, we will all go through that physical death.
无论我是信主或者不信主，我们都必须经过肉身的死亡。
But this death, it refers to a spiritual death.
这个死是指着属灵的死亡。
It refers to an eternal death.
是指着永远的死亡。
A life full of suffering and sorrow.
就是一个的生命。满了忧伤。
A life spent apart from God.
就是离开了与神隔绝的生命。
But there is good news.
但有好的信息。
Let's take a look at our last verse here in these slides.
在另外一节圣经是这样说的。
You may have heard this verse before.
或者你都晓得这节经文。
Why don't we read this verse all together?
不如我们一同来读。
Doesn't matter if it's English or Chinese.
无论中文或英文都好。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let's read that one more time.
我再读一次。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the good news.
这个就是个好消息了。
This is what we've been talking about this morning.
这个就是我们早晨讲到的。
God so loved us that he was willing to give up his very own son, Jesus.
神十分有爱我们，甚至到他愿意将他自己的独生的儿子为我们来摆上。
And over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, he took the form of man and he lived here on this earth.
在2,000年之前，耶稣基督成为人的样子，在地上边有生活行走。
And God sent him so he could be the sacrifice for our sin.
神将他差派来，叫他成为我们罪的代替。
And he lived a perfect and a sinless life.
他在地上边活出一个完美的无罪的生活。
And at the end of his earthly life, he was nailed to the cross.
当他完结地上边的旅程，他被钉在十字架上面。
He was nailed to the cross.And his blood was shed for us.
他被钉死在十字架上边，他的血为我们来流出。
And so that we can be forgiven of our sins.
叫我们能够从罪里边被赦免。
Think about that.
请大家思想一下。
This is such a wonderful and a marvelous fact.
这个是一个十分奇妙的事实。
All of our wrongdoings that we have done have been taken away and nailed to the cross.
所有我们的过犯完全被钉在十字架上边。
Our sin has been lifted off of our shoulders and has been cast away from us.
我们的罪从我们的肩膊上边来挪走，并且被扔去。
Who sin?
边个犯了罪呢？
Your sin.
那是你所犯的罪。
My sin.
我所犯的罪。
This is why God sent his son Jesus.
这个是为什么神将差遣他儿子耶稣基督来。
This is how he showed his love for us.
就是藉着这样，他将他的爱向我们来显明。
But the story doesn't stop there.
但这个故事没停止在这里。
The Bible says that after Jesus was buried, he rose from the grave 3 days later.
圣经里记载到，当耶稣基督被埋葬三日之后，他从死里边复活。
He overcame death and he showed himself to many of his followers at that time.
他一个来胜过死亡，并且将自己的复活身体来显明给当时还存活的人。
And this resurrected life, this life that overcame death, now resides in us for those who accept Jesus.
这个复活的生命并且能够进入现在信主的人的生活里面。
Jesus, He is the Son of God.
耶稣乃是神的儿子。
He is the source of eternal life.
祂是永生的源头。
But the Bible says that we must accept this gift of salvation for ourselves.
但圣经说我们必须要自己来接受这个永生。
It's not just good enough to hear about Jesus.
我只是听到耶稣没用的。
It's not enough just to know in our heads what Christ has done for us.
在我头脑里面，如果我只是知道知识耶稣为我做了什么事情都没用的。
But we must accept it for ourselves.
但我们必须自己来到接受。
Now how does the story end here in John chapter 4?
在约翰福音第四章这个故事怎样来完结呢？
Up to this point, we've read about how Jesus has revealed more and more of himself to this woman.
我一路睇耶稣一步一步将自己更多嚟启示俾呢个妇人。
And finally, he reveals himself in his entirety.
最尾嘅时候咧，佢将自己完全嘅向呢个妇人嚟启示。
Now, what does he say?
主耶稣点讲咧
？Let's look at verses 25 and 26.
第25节同埋第26节。
It reads.And the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
妇人说我知道尼赛亚就是那称为基督的要来。他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说这和你说话的就是他。
Jesus finally reveals in his fullness who he is to this woman.
耶稣将他自己完全的向这个妇人来启示。
He reveals that all this time he had been speaking to the woman, she was talking with the Savior of the world.
他跟这个妇人来讲话的时候呢原来呢、这个呢就是基督了。
And in her excitement, she leaves her water pot behind, and she goes into the city to ask others to come and see Jesus.
咁原来呢他呢就将他那个水打碎器具放低就去里边咧，就将佢话个故事话俾人哋听啦。
She's forgotten about the very reason why she came in the first place, which was to draw water.
佢唔记得咗点解佢要嚟呢度打水。
And in the same way, when we see Jesus for who he really is,
同样嘅，当我哋嚟到见到主耶稣按着佢本相嘅时候
，everything else that we had our heart set on gradually fades away.
我哋心里边所要求嘅嗰一切咧，就慢慢变成朦胧啦。
We soon lose sight of everything that's been going on because of the joy that we feel in our hearts.
因着我哋里边心里边得着嗰个真正嘅喜乐，其他一切就算不得什么。
We lose sight of our own plans.
我哋自己所有计划，我哋都唔要啦。
We lose sight of the things of this world.
我哋唔要再要呢个世界上边嘅事物啦。
These things, they grow dim.
这些慢慢变色成朦胧。
And we soon discover that we want nothing more but to learn more of who he is.
我们慢慢所要求的就是要更多认识耶稣是谁。
Dear friends, let me tell you, Jesus has come to meet you at the well this morning.
朋友们，我告诉你，早晨耶稣真的来到井旁来遇见你。
He is here.
他在这里。
And he is speaking and telling you, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
真係好似聖經裡咁講嘅，如果你早知道向你要水嘅係邊個，同埋你知道係佢係邊一位咧，你就必向佢求呢個活水啦。
We've heard this morning about the gift of God.
我早晨曉得神嘅恩賜。
We've heard about how we can be saved from the eternal death.Because of what Jesus has done on the cross.
我都晓得因着耶稣基督在十字架上边所作成的我们可以得到。
And we've heard this morning about who it is that speaks to us.
我们都早晨知道谁个向我们来说话。
Jesus, the Son of God, has paid the price for your sin.
耶稣基督已经为你的罪你付上了代价。
And if we believe in him,
如果我们来信他的话,
if we accept Jesus into our hearts,
如果我们接受耶稣基督进入我们心里面,
then we can gain eternal life.
咁我哋就可以得到永远嘅生命。
we can have eternal satisfaction.
我可以得到永远嘅满足。
A satisfaction so great that we will no longer be thirsting for anything else.
这个永远嘅满足咧，叫我哋永远不再渴。
Do you want this for yourself?
你愿意得着呢一个吗？
Will you invite him into your life?
你愿意接受佢进入你嘅心门吗？
Now I made the decision to accept Jesus into my heart my freshman year in college.
我喺大学一年班嘅时候，我就作咗呢个决定，接受耶稣进入我嘅心门里边。
Now how long ago was that?
几耐之前咧？
That was 11 years ago.
十一年之前。
Let me tell you, and I'm being completely honest with you, there is not one day that I regret turning my life over to Jesus.
我老实话俾你听，我信咗主咁耐，冇一日。我嚟到后悔话我接受过呢位耶稣。
Throughout the many ups and downs in my life, He has been my true joy and satisfaction.
虽然我人生有降落，但佢系我生命里边嘅真正满足。
There is nothing else that I've experienced that has given me such great joy.
我从冇经历到一啲嘅事物能够如此俾我真正嘅喜乐。
And because of this tremendous gift that I've received, I want to live my life for Him.
因着我得到如此大的礼物，我愿意我一生为他来活着。
In this chapter in John chapter 4,
在这个约翰福音第四章，
it's not just a story in the Bible.
不单单是圣经里面一个故事。
I've experienced it for my own life.
我自己生命里面经历过。
Others in this room have experienced it for themselves.
在这个聚会里面也都很多人经历过。
And you too, if you accept Jesus into your heart, can experience this for yourself.
如果你接受耶稣进入你的心里边的时候咧，你都能够经历呢一切。
I'd like to close this time in a prayer.
我愿意用祷告嚟到结束。
I'd like to request that all of us bow our heads and close our eyes.
如果我哋都低头，我哋合埋我眼睛。
I'd like to give you an opportunity.Right now, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
愿意俾大家个机会，现今嚟接受耶稣。
He has been waiting for this day for you to learn of who He is and what He has done for you.
佢呢个日子俾你嚟认识佢。
And He desires for you to accept Him into your heart.
佢愿意你接受佢进入佢嘅心里边。
Is there anyone here who would like to accept Jesus into their heart?
我哋当中有冇人愿意接受耶稣进入佢嘅心呢
？Please raise your hand。
请将你手举起上嚟。
He has done all of the work。
佢已经完成一切嘅工作。
It's not what we can do to earn salvation, but rather He has done it all。
唔系我哋能够赚取呢个嘅永生，但系佢已经做成一切。
And Jesus, along with our sins, has been nailed to the cross.
耶稣将我哋嘅罪与佢同钉十架上边。
And He places this wonderful gift of love and salvation in front of us, and all we have to do is open our arms and open our hearts to accept it.
佢为我哋作成咗如此大嘅救恩，我哋所能够做系张开我嘅手嚟到接受呢个嘅救恩。
Is there anyone who's willing to do that?
我哋当中有冇人愿意做呢件事？接受佢咧。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
一同你嘅祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time you've given us this morning.
主，我哋感谢你，祝福神俾我哋嘅话。
And Lord, we're reminded, Lord, that you are God's very own Son.
我哋晓得你系神嘅儿子。
And you willingly gave up your life to die on the cross for us.
你自愿嘅将你嘅生命嚟为我哋放摆喺十字架上边。
Lord, so that our sin it would no longer be a hindrance to us.
叫我哋罪唔再嚟到缠累我哋。
But Lord, we would have the joy and the satisfaction of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我哋有呢个喜乐嚟到认识我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Lord, we lift up our gospel friends here this morning.
我哋将我哋福音朋友交你手嘅里边。
Lord, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to them.
我感谢主将你自己向佢哋嚟开启。
And Lord, we ask you that you would continue to show who you are to them.
我愿意主继续将自己是谁向佢哋嚟显示。
Lord, that one day they would know this satisfaction that so great.
叫他们一天能够晓得这个满足原来如此大的。
And they would know that nothing else that they could live through and experience compares to the wonderful love that you have shown to them.
原来与主耶稣基督所显现的大爱，我们所寻求的原来算不得什么。
Lord, we thank you once again this morning.
主，我早晨再一次感谢主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.